You're listening to Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cattruppi. Well, yesterday we brought you the exclusive story of miraculous recovery. And I'm not being dramatic. These are the facts. There was a man and two children trapped inside a house at Millbrae Dale with no power and no ability to communicate that he was there. It was discovered by a local couple who were out rescuing animals and had actually rescued some horses from the property. When they ring the property owner to say, hey, I've just rescued your horses, he says, what about the bloke in the house? They say, what bloke in the house? So then they went and procured a boat and went to the house and went looking. And inside the house, they found a man and two children and a cat that was on the top level of a bunk bed. And I'm very happy to say that the man who was rescued and is extremely safe, along with the two kids and the cat, Shane, is joining me this morning. Shane, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good and very happy to be able to speak to you. Can we go back to the start a bit? I believe you only arrived at the property like on Friday.
Yeah, mate. Still in the process of moving. Unfortunately, all my valuables all sort of made it there Friday. So Friday is sort of my official move-in date, and it's been a fair week since then.
How did you end up coming to the property? You were going to be working there, I assume?
Yeah, so my mate from Corinda Bloodstock, Sean Driver, I know him from footy back in the day, and when he first took over that property, it was his dream to get a stud up and running, and I used to work for him back there, and I was the caretaker on the farm. And then I moved back to be closer to all my friends and family back East Maitland, Thornton area. Recently we decided to go back out there and better lifestyle for the kids and be around the horses.
So you move in on Friday, but you didn't get everything in yet. You still have more stuff to move.
Yeah, mate, yeah, still in the process of moving. Most things are there. I've got a new partner and kids, so that was a blessing in hindsight, because when I used to stay there, it was only me and my son, so I just had the queen bed out there, and he was of an age where he'd just stay in there with me. But now that he's grown up a little bit, my new partner's got two children of her own, I had to go out there and get one of those triple bunks with a double bed down the bottom, single bed up top, and that ended up being the saviour. Luckily, the kids were asleep through it all, and the waters are rising. I had my partner's child, he was up on the top bunk, and as the water started to rise, my young fella, he was on the bottom bunk, and I lifted him up onto the top, so they were both safe up there, and I stayed down the bottom as long as I could so they could sleep comfortably for as long as possible. But then as the water started getting up to the bottom bunk, I had to just call it, get the cat up the top and jump up there with him. So that was my night, sitting up the top there with them and just watching the waters rise.
So Cameron, one of your rescuers, he told me yesterday that you had actually rung emergency services to get some advice when the water started rising in the area. What were you told?
So I was initially going just off the app, the weather apps that we had, and they were only predicting 20 to 40 mil of rain when it made it inside the bedroom and it got to about the height of the skirting. That's when I rang the SES the information I was told from them was that the water levels had subsided, so it might rise just a little bit more, but it will steady. So that's why I wasn't necessarily too concerned to start with. But as it kept coming up and up and up, and then it made it to that bottom bunk and just kept coming, that's when I knew I was in a little bit of trouble. But I was running out of phone battery and there was no electricity there to charge. He said to stay there. We did get an eviction notice earlier in the day, but that came about 3 hours after all the roads were closed. So even though we got the eviction message come through, we had nowhere to go to. All the roads were closed. We had no way out. So we were told just get as high as you can, keep as dry as you can, and that was going to be our best bet, which for a long time seemed like it would be okay. But then when you're stuck up the top of a bunk bed with two kids and a cat and the water's still rising, it started making you question everything and wondering how long I had left.
I'm talking to Shane. He's my guest here on Hunter Valley Today, who was miraculously rescued along with two of the kids and the cat from a property at Millbrae Dale that very quickly was overrun with floodwater, a lot quicker than everybody expected, as you've just heard Shane say. So how quickly did it come up from when you saw it at the skirting board to when you actually had to jump up on the top bunk? How quickly did that water rise?
I've been told, I had plenty on my plate, so I'm not really sure as far as time goes. Also, no phone battery. But I've been told that apparently it was rising 100 mil every hour, but that was out at the road, which is obviously a far greater surface. So inside the house itself, I'd say it's gone from the skirting to above the bottom bunk would have been probably, I'd say, an hour and a half to 2 hours. And then, yeah, after that, I just jumped up the top and just watched it rise. And, yeah, I'd say within 4 hours, it probably got within probably just a foot, probably a foot and a half below the top bunk. By that stage, that's when I started to get a little bit concerned, obviously more than a little bit concerned. But again, I only had about 5% battery, so I knew I couldn't really spend hours on the phone, like talking to emergency services or anything. So I sent a message to Jen, like Jen and Sean that own the property. I sent a message to Jen and just let her know that, like, I'm in deep trouble and I can't really organise any help. I said, so I'm just going to have to leave it with you and, like, please try and organise something urgently to get us out of there. And unfortunately, something you probably don't know yet, Jen was actually, she was in labour the night before. She had just had a baby only hours earlier. And despite that, still got on one of the Facebook pages asking for help. And that's how she was able to get in touch with Cameron. And that's what got me and the boys to safety. When I heard his boat come up and I heard some voices, like I said to Cameron, I said, your wife will never be able to whinge to you about hearing you talk too much. I said, because you've got the best voice I've ever heard. Hearing his voice saved me life.
Yeah, I don't know if she'd agree with you on that, but I know you'll certainly hold that. So, how long were you on top of the bunk before they came in?
I got on top bunk. I'd only be guessing, but I reckon it would have been probably 11 o'clock at night, and I was there till, I think we got rescued, it would have been 8:30 the next morning.
Did you sleep at all during that time?
I didn't sleep throughout the night. Once the boys woke up, they went to go to the toilet, which they obviously can't do. So that's when I just sat up there with them. I just watched the water rise all night. Then when the boys woke up, I just told them the best thing you can do is just go back to sleep. I said, because we could be waiting here for a long time, because, like I said, I had no phone battery whatsoever by then. So I just said to the kids, if you can go back to sleep as long as you can, and by the time we wake up, there'll be someone here to get us. So I laid down, pretended to be asleep for a while, hoping that they'd follow me lead, which they did. And, then we woke up, we heard the boat out the front, and we heard voices talking, and, lifted them up, carried them out, and saved a couple of blankets and some clothes to keep the kids warm, and just got a little bit of food, because we were going to Bulga Community Hall, and we didn't know what would be waiting there for us, so we just grabbed what we could, and off we went.
Did you really entertain this was the end, or did it get that far?
For hours, I was convinced the only way out was that I was going to have to swim the boys. The second bedroom, which we were staying in, because I was staying with the boys because I wanted to just keep an eye on them, and luckily that's where the double bunk was. I didn't expect that would need to get to that, but it ended up being a blessing. Through the night, I thought, the worst was ahead of us, yeah, and I thought the only way to get out was to swim them out the door and back around and try and get them up on top of the mezzanine, and then if it comes to it, try to get out the roof somehow. Mate, they were all amazing. If ever I see, I've already told Cameron, I can't wait to catch up with him at the pub. I've told him to leave his wallet at home because he'll never have to buy a beer again whilst ever I see him. He's the nicest bloke. Even getting home, like he took us to Bulga, anything we've needed, he's gave me his phone number. He said, you know, if you need to go anywhere, if you need anything, let me know. And he's still true to that. Like, I've called him a couple of times, and he's been amazing. His wife was amazing. Everyone out there, that community. My partner's originally from Sydney, and I always joke about how country people are better than the smog of Sydney, just in jest. And now that her son's been out there around that community, everyone from Bulga, like Jan, she runs the hall out there. Like, she's made sure that we had blankets, mattresses, pillows, food. She cooked food and brought over for us to eat. She set up a tab at the BP out at Bulga, so we could come and go and just get whatever food we needed as we want. Everyone out there has been absolutely amazing. And my partner's kids, like, he's in love with country people because he just thinks that's how they all are now. And like I said to them, I said, it's been an absolute disaster, but long term, it's been a blessing to meet people like them. I'd like to think that I'll know them for life now, you know.
Did you get in trouble off your partner?
Surprisingly, she's been amazing. I was carrying a little bit of guilt for having her sonny out there throughout all that. But she stood so solid the whole time, and she said, I know whilst over there in your care that he'll be safe. She goes, I know you'll always make the right call, and I know that you'll get him home safe. And even now, like, she was never slightly concerned. She was worried for me more mentally, just knowing that I was out there on my own looking after the two kids, and just worried more from a welfare point of view, hoping that I was doing okay. But she's been my rock. She's been amazing.
I imagine, she was very sort of stressed, but I suppose in a way she was probably feeling guilt as well for not being there with you, having sort of moved in at the same time.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I'm so grateful that she wasn't there with me, because her and her daughter, they were back here. It was lucky her daughter was going for a sleepover, because they were there. They were there the day before, and she left to go to work and to take her daughter to a sleepover. And that's probably a blessing as well, because as it was, we already had like three of us and the cat up on the top bunk. She would have been up there with him. I wouldn't have fit up there. I would have been out standing on the bench or whatever it may be. So the fact they weren't there created that little bit more room and could have possibly saved me life in hindsight, because like I said, I would have been out there on the bench and dealing with it all. And there's land just floating around, the fridge is floating around. There's stuff everywhere. Even carrying the kids out, you know, I've got bruises all up and down my shin. I've got cuts up my shin just from running into everything that's floating around in the water.
How's the cat going?
The cat's fine. It's pretty ungrateful. Like, there was twice there, like I said, I threw it up onto the top bunk doing the right thing for it, and then went back to get it so I could carry it out to the boat, because there was no way I could tell the kids that the cat had passed or we'd left it behind. So I'd done the right thing for it a couple of times, and then when we get to Bulga last night, where I've laid the mattresses down, and I've got all I own now is two bags of clothes and two blankets. That's all I've got to my name now. I've lost everything. And, the cat decided to go and sit on one of the mattresses and wee all over my blanket. So even that knocked me down to one blanket. So it was pretty ungrateful, the little bugger. But it's safe. It's happy and safe.
Has this put you off living there and the job you went there to start?
It hasn't, mate. Like I said, Sean from Corinda Bloodstock, he's been amazing. Like he said, like, to start with, it was only a matter of getting things up high. There was never any concern for the horses or myself. From my point of view, Sean tried his best. Like I said, his missus was in labour. He left her to come and make sure we were all okay. He left her after having contractions and everything to come and make sure that me and the kids were okay, to come and make sure that the horses were up as high as possible, only for he couldn't get in. He lives at East Maitland, so it was an hour drive to get out there, only to be turned around. But he made every effort to come and make sure that we were okay. And then just, unfortunately, he couldn't get there. But the efforts of him and Jen to make sure that they could get somebody out there with a boat. It's more than just a job now, mate. It's a appreciation now, you know. They've done everything that they could, and, I'll be going out there and helping out as much as I can for as long as I can.
What's the plan now? You wait till the water subsides and, along with the rest of the Milbredale and Bulga community, start looking at the clean-up?
Yeah, that's about it, mate. As soon as I can get back to my partner, she's got a house at Cessnock. I'll be staying with her short term. I've lost about $50,000 since Friday to stay out there, so it's been pretty costly. So I'm going to have to rely on my partner a little bit to just help me out short term with a roof over my head and warm clothes and all that. But she's been amazing, mate. Like, I won't ever have to ask her for one thing. She'll always have it in front of me before I even need to. You know, she's been amazing.
Well, Shane, I've only been here in this role and in the Hunter Valley for about 9 weeks now. I can tell you from just the last several days of speaking to various people in the Bulga community, you're not going to want for anything, mate. So I'm sure there'll be support there to help you get back on your feet.
Oh, 100%, 100%. Like, even when I was at Bulga at the hall there, like a fellow named Billy, he walked in with, you know, bags of food. He brought over his kids' Nintendo Switch, just so the two kids could have a little bit of technology and play with that for their sake, but also for mine, so I could have a break too, you know, because, as you know, I didn't get any sleep the night before. So everyone around there has just been incredible, like letting me have gumboots so I can walk around and go and check things out and do this and do that. everyone's been phenomenal. Like, even the little amount of stuff I do have, like they've got it there at the hall. Like I said, the cat weed on the blanket, little Jan that runs the hall there, like, she is an absolute godsend, her and her family, all of them there. They've gone and washed the blanket for me, got it hanging up.
Shane, look, thank you very much. I appreciate you spending the time to fill us in on the other half of the story that we got from Cameron yesterday. And, mate, I'm so happy that you and the kids and the cat, despite what it's done since, did get out of there safely and alive. And, mate, I'm sure things will happen for you that you need to get back up out on your feet, as we said, with that support that's there in the community. And thanks for joining us on Hunter Valley today.
Yeah, no problem. And yeah, if Cameron and Jan and everyone else out there that's helped us listen to this, like, again, I know I've already told you, but I can't say it enough. Thank you so much for everything you've all done for me. It's been amazing.
Thanks again, Shane. That's Shane, who was rescued along with two of the kids and the cat, the weeing cat, from the property at Millwooddale earlier this week. This is Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.